Peace.
So again, we're here to honor Brother Lavelle.
Yes.
Lavelle Mixon.
Right.
Our beloved brother, our courageous brother. Yes. He's a martyr.
Right.
He resisted
yeah.
oppression.
Yeah.
He resisted oppression, and we love him and respect yeah. him for that. He has mad love in the hood.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
He manned up.
He's my hero.
Yes, yes. Uhuru.
Yeah.
All right, so now we're going to ask some family members that are here.
Ask the friend. I was a friend.
So we have his mom. We're going to ask his mom to come up and say a few words. Where is Mother Athena? Mother Athena. She left? She left. Okay. This might have been kind of hard. She told me that they still haven't released the body yet. They haven't released the body. They haven't seen the body. They're not sure where it is. You know, they're still doing their investigation, so that's some bullshit.
I know they put 30 bullets in him like they did little Bobby Hutton.
They won't tell them how many bullets they
That's what
you know,
I do now. I know.
How about his wife?
How about I speak for her too.
Okay, sister, I know you wanted to speak, and you're kin to him, so come on. Let us know who he was. What we want. Let me tell you. Now listen, what we want is we want to put a human face on this brother. They're saying that he's a monster. They're saying now that he's a rapist. That they took some DNA. They took some DNA from him. And now all of a sudden they said that he's a rapist. They've had his fingerprints for a long time. And all of a sudden, just because he's, hold on. Just because he's dead and they didn't convince us to turn against him. Now they came up with another lie that he's a racist. That's a complete and utter lie.
George Washington, the
honestly,
first president.
Though, speaking up on his brother, I did not know him personally, just like a lot of the other people out here in this community. I will tell you this. He came into the world the same way those officers did. He's leaping out and going into the ground the same way those officers did. Now, can I ask you a question? Why is it that on the news they have all these support the family of the officers? They got Mayor Dellums, Attorney General Jerry Brown coming out. The president, the governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger. He did not come to 74 from MacArthur. He did not come to East Oakland. This once upon a time was the police station. Not that over there. Before the McDonald's. I remember when it took the police an hour, 2 hours, the ambulance, 3 hours, 4 hours. The coroner would come a day later or something. Bodies be out in the street in East Oakland, California. This is America. We love this man. Everybody don't know him, but we got a love for him. He may look like a criminal, a rapist, or whatever they can come up with now. Oppose all of that. It is the opposition. Babylon has created that. I will tell you this. This brother is going out a hero.
At least 5 to 10
in Oakland every year from police. 5 to 10 in Oakland. Media, you get that. 5 to 10 homicides you do not talk about or speak about in Oakland every year just from police.
What about the corruption?
About
what about
genocide?
They didn't do all
the police
store. When that police investigated
right now. They're terrorists. They intimidate us. You demand to be out. We need to change this system. We're tired of it. We're going to stand up on our own. And we're going to fight for our rights. All power to the people. All power to the people. Right
now. Can I get the mic? Police killed my little cousin in the house. Fuck the police.
He was a fool for killing them police because
they were scared to speak out, but
My cousin went out like a boss. A true boss. A real boss. I'm not scared. You feel me? What happened in the prison system? So we felt like the only way to go out was to hold court in the streets.
That's why it needs to be held. It needs to be held in the streets.
Send our condolences. Don't think we are monsters. Don't make him out to be a monster because we not like that. We was at the rally last night supporting them, but we don't see no officers out here to support us. But we supported them last night. They are supporting us today. Why? We don't got no donations for this funeral. We need donations. Why ain't nobody came to donate to us?
Yeah.
Why we ain't getting street bust out? Why we ain't getting street bust out? Why we ain't getting street bust out? Why did we get
murder in different cases now? He a rapist. Every day they come up with something new. He did it.
Can I get that first question?
Give him his body back. Give him his body back.
Who are those charges all the crimes that they're trying to come up with now? They just trying to slander his name?
Why we want bust out? They black.
Can we get his body back? Can we get his body for a funeral?
Yeah.
I'm like the other brother that got up and spoke. I don't know Lavelle either. All I know is what I read in the paper. And the shit made me mad because I've already had my eyes open in more ways than one to what these people do. See, it's just not, it's like I've always said, it's just not like a black and white thing no more. It's a citizen thing. And they fucking with our human rights. And when you fuck with a person's human rights, you don't run to the White House. Because running to the White House is like running to Jason. You running from Michael Myers to Jason. Either way, you're going to get killed. You run to the UN because it's a civil rights, human rights thing. Civil rights ain't shit. It's meant to pacify the people. It's meant to pacify the black folks. What they did to him, yeah, it was a travesty, but I look at it like this. Whenever you trap somebody in a corner, what do you expect them to do? You expect for them to fight back. He went and got an AK and chopped the shit out of all them cops. And one of them happened to be a SWAT team member. When in the history of the United States has a black man shot and killed four cops and one of them just happened to be a SWAT team member? One of them was involved in the Gary King murder. See, they don't let y'all know everything. Every black person out here need to have their eyes open. Every white person out here need to have their eyes open. Because the shit is fucking with me. I'm not with no organizations or nothing. This is just me. I'm a guerrilla warrior. A guerrilla warrior runs by himself. Yes, fuck these cops. I'm not with the whole 74 them putting out all of this shit on 74. I don't fuck with all of that. Because first of all, now they trying to bring up all these gun laws and all of that. Where was the gun laws when Zion Washington was murdered? Where was the gun laws when Kenneth Wilson was murdered? Where was the gun laws when Shanice Davis was murdered? It wasn't no gun law talk. Man, fuck what they talking about. I don't know what y'all own, but I'm trying to be free. I'm trying to fight just like him. He didn't want to go back to jail because that was gonna fuck with his freedom. I'm trying to get free. I'm not trying to be walking around here stuck, eyes closed. My eyes is open. Man, fuck these cops. Man, you trying to get free? That's the only way to go out. That's what I'm talking about. You either give me my freedom or you give me death. Same thing with Malcolm X said, but I can't have both. Either way, I'm going to get what I want. And that's what people got to realize. You're going to die anyway. You eat good, you die. You know what I'm saying? You work out, you still die. Either way, you're going to go. I'm sitting here frustrated because of what I read in the paper, and I knew they was going to slander his name and bring up some bullshit. Y'all need to open up your eyes and start fighting these fools. Man, all these marches and all these rallies, dude, that is not going to do it. That is not going to do it. The only way to fight these people is violence. I'm sorry, y'all might not agree with me, but that's the only way they know that they know how to do things. I'm like the United States. I don't negotiate with terrorists. And that's what the fuck all these people is. They ain't nothing but terrorists. So you fight fire with fire. If I gotta go out by myself, so be it. People tell me to watch my words. Man, fuck that. They gotta watch their words and watch their backs too. Because you can't see what you can't kill.
That's right.
On the real.
And stop doing it. All right. You ain't gotta do it because you
thought it. And let me tell y'all something.
It's about organization. You gotta get organized.
All right.
We're
going to go to the next person. Try to keep it to 2 minutes so everybody get a chance.
Hey, I'm going to kind of mellow it down so we can start our healing process. Now, y'all got to listen to me. Listen to me. Now, if y'all really do know, a year ago today, an officer on the force killed 2 people. He was on the second, person. He killed the very first one on January 1st. So, I'm a strong, strong believer of karma. Karma turns around, God got his way of putting it back into that. I don't condone what he did. I'm not going to lie, stand alone. I don't condone what he did, but karma comes around. What goes around comes around. That wasn't the only that was only one cop that killed 2 people in 1 year. Now, you have 11 last year. If you don't believe me, go to John Byrne's office. He'd be more than happy to tell you how many caseloads he can hear about that. So now, that's one issue. I'm not going to make this a black or white thing.
Yeah.
Now, we can go back. If you really want to get to the problem, I'm not going to go out here and tell you what the problem is if I ain't got a solution. See, when you come with problems, you got to come with a solution. And the solution is to get them drugs Bush and Reagan brought out of here once and for all. Tear down our families. Once again, karma comes around. You put it out here, how you think we going to act? How you think you going? How would you think we gonna act when you take away our mothers and our fathers because this crack cocaine? Now me, I've been out here in this struggle all my life. I never sold crack cocaine. You wanna know why? Because I see the direction that it killed my family. It ruined so bad.
Yeah.
It cut me off from a link from my roots back in Africa. That's what you don't understand with this crack cocaine. Now let's get to the issues on it.
All right.
Now, I'm not going to condone violence, eye for the eye, tooth for the tooth. It all starts with us. You decide to make an individual change. Hey, I want to be the one black person that they see me doing productive. I ain't telling you to take no bullshit, and I ain't going to use a lot of cuss words to get my point across.
Why aren't
but
you
I'm
guys
telling
out
you not to take it. But in the same sense, karma is a must. When they been killing us, shooting us in the back, all that stuff, karma is a must. I'm going to leave y'all on that note. Always remember karma. Karma.
I just want to make it clear for all those
women here.
I want to make it very clear. We do not advocate violence, but we do advocate for self-preservation and resistance to oppression. Okay? We do not advocate violence. But, and I want to make sure that because we're going to have some things. All they were out there saying we don't shoot the police. No, we don't advocate violence, but self-preservation, yes, we do advocate for that. And resistance to oppression, okay? All right, next. Next.
Yahoo, brothers and sisters. My name is Dr. Henry Clark. I'm here from North Richmond to support all of you in the Yahoo movement and my good brother. Lavoie Mixon, who was shot down by the Oakland Pig Department. What we need to understand is this here, is the origin of the police departments all over this country in the first place. Started off by catching runaway slaves who were trying to run for freedom. So we know this police department here in Oakland and throughout this country do not mean us any good. You want to talk about slaying our brother, to talk about he's a rapist or a drug dealer or whatever. Well, none of that's been proved, but the bottom line is this here. We do know that the American government and the police department and the military that supported is murderers. They started out raping our people, even up until today. They started out putting drugs in our
community. We know that the CIA put drugs in our community, but what have the government done? What have that job Uncle Tom Adams down at City Hall done to protect our community? Not nothing. So we have the right to defend ourselves against police brutality. That pig department should have been cleaned up long time ago. And this should be a wake-up call to us to say no more police brutality and killings of our people. Those pigs should be out of our community in the first place. We should hold them accountable. The police chief, whether it's the Bart police chief or the chief of the Oakland Police Department, should be accountable to the people. They should be elected by the people, so if they continue to go on their terrorist rampage, then the people can recall them or kick them out of office. But the bottom line is this here, brothers and sisters, as you see, the state and this part of the state here in Oakland is waging a war against our people, as the Black Panther Party told us way long ago, as Brother Malcolm X told us way long ago, as the Yahoo House is telling us today. So we have to wake up and listen and let there be no more police killings of our people in our community, and that we're going to hold them accountable, and we're going to hold those fakers down at City Hall who only come out when there's a photo opportunity, brothers and sisters. We need to defend ourselves and our community by any means necessary. All power to the people. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Thank God I'm a mother.
God bless
they
you,
run
Mom.
These mothers in the ground.
Yes, Mom.
They can't even come outside.
Yes, Mom.
But their babies are dying.
Yes, Mom.
Their babies are dead.
Yes,
most,
Mom.
Most of my friends' babies are dead.
They were murdered. Be your mama.
They were murdered.
Or
I have a godfather was murdered.
Or
I have a cousin that was murdered. Or I have a nephew that was murdered downtown Oakland. We have a lot of unsolved murders. But we got some answers. Ghosts and sheep don't mix. If you're a murderer and you have your blood in your hands or your sister, God sees everything. We will get away with nothing. I don't need to be a movie star. I am a star. I'm God's star. If your baby cried, I'm supposed to feed your baby. Not murder your baby. Not run your baby in the ground. The mothers, I speak for the mothers. There are men out here speaking for the men. What is this really about? Well, guess what? I have a husband who's been in prison for 30 years.
They
left the streets open at 19. They don't want to release the captive. But Jeremiah 29 say, let the captive go.
Yeah.
God say, Pharaoh, let my people go.
Yeah.
You have to let them go.
Yeah.
Somebody was a parolee. We're all on parole by God.
Yeah.
He knows everything. Three strikes, you're in. 25 to life. Let our people go. You don't want to let him go, but you got to. You killed this brother right around the corner from a brother that's just 14 years in prison. Just got out March the 14th. You think he's scared to come out the house? You better believe it.
Hell yeah.
You better believe it. Right around the corner. And he's
now he's going down.
I don't have to lie. Is it about parolees?
No.
Is it about our freedom?
Yeah.
Nobody's free until we're all free.
Exactly.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm on.
Right. Now, I'm 19 years of age, right? I did not graduate from high school. I went in and out of the system. A lot of my partners and people I've come across have fallen victim to the system or these streets of Oakland, California. I do not support ignorance. If you walk up and see me day to day, I might joke around and play and do a little too much, but trust me, I'm all about intelligence and passing on this message that we need to survive. And about our survival, they do not teach in these classes. That you can't go to school for survival. You can't tell us that when this man got out of jail, he didn't want to do right. Who wants to sit in the jail cell? I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. If you a gangster, if you any type of thug, criminal, any type of call yourself a villain, you listen to this music, you do anything like that, this is how you have wanted to go out. This is how you want the support and the backlash to be when you're gone. This is exactly what you're looking for. You want to blast four or five officers. You want to die with these pigs sweating, nervous, unintelligent. Just shaking in their boots that one man did this. And if there was a thousand of us doing this day to day, what would it look like in Oakland, California? This news has hit the CNN. Now, come on now. Where's CNN at now? Those people aren't going to cover this story a month from now, 2 months from now. They'll just say, what was lost
and move on. 2-3 months from now, I might be gone. This may be the last thing I'll ever get to speak about. So I'm going to let you know this. I love every skin tone, every race, every person out here. But right now, this state of black people is fighting amongst themselves and causing genocide. And this dope is not powerful. It's not strong enough. It's not potent enough. Because the love is not strong enough, potent enough. It's not surviving. The love is lost through all these stolen dollars and purses, these robberies, these shootouts, these victims, these arrests, these snitches, all of it is lost because the love is not surviving. Now, with this brother being gone, we're going to make sure the love of his family and the love of him is carried on, and we keep him lit. And we write on, and we know this is not just a movement. This is not something we're doing today. This is not something that just happened Saturday. This is going to carry on. We're going to keep it lit. Even when the news and the music don't, remember this man and remember my message and everyone behind me, in front of me, around me, on the face of this planet. We got to love ourselves.
And remember the ones that came before us. The Black Panther, Black Power, baby.
Black Power.
Go OPD, kill them too, baby. Don't forget the Black Panther. Don't forget Nat Turner.
Yoo-hoo! Let's hear it louder. Yoo-hoo! I've got to say this, because I'm a mother also. If Mr. Mixon raped that little 12-year-old girl, then what he got is poetic justice.
Exactly.
I'm here to say that. But if he didn't, then every damn black person in America is supposed to stand up like we doing and protest. They have vilified him even more so. It first started off saying he had a violation. And then they went the lowest with the lowest, said a 12-year-old girl. Now, if that is true, then the police department failed us then, because what the hell was he doing walking the streets?
Exactly.
Okay? And then I hear from the family, they have not released the body. So now they're connecting his DNA, which we know a few months ago they were talking about DNA being stolen and linked to murders that did not occur. So how we know this ain't happening here? We need to start asking questions. While they put his whole life out there, we need to see these policemen's report on how they have dealt with this community. We need to open that up and see how many black folks been killed. How many of us been brutalized by these same four? So if this young man did do it and he went out, he took the rest of them damn terrorists with him. You know what I'm saying? So, but it's more than that than here also. Why was it that these police from Danville, Castro Valley, San Ramon was employed here in Oakland? Why the hell didn't they pull out some of these young men, train them to learn how to police their community? What better way than to start bringing money into this community? And these are the questions that we got to start demanding from the mayor, who showed up for this but didn't show up for that innocent young man that was executed by the bar police. We've got to start asking these questions.
Or be us gay. Can we get the
post? Absolutely. Why? And instead of listening to the news and how they're putting it out, each day, if you notice, they got 5 more violations or murders or rapes added to this young man. And wait a minute. And when it came to the police, what did they do? They released 4 doves. They ain't released their report. We need to start demanding that. So this message goes out to you reporters. Ask for the police records. How many have they murdered? And if the answer comes back 0, which we want someone that's not vested in it to look into it. If the answer is 0, then we all owe their family an apology. But if it comes back that they've been terrorizing, then damn it, we need to be holding them accountable. Not only that, there needs to be sympathy for the family that's left behind. They've come out and supported the police and their family. We need them to come out and support this family as well. Thank you.
We need to know something. We need to know something.
Now,
hi, I didn't know the young man himself, but I believe that, you know, certain things that happened before this transpired, which led to him feeling that he had no other objection but to kill the police. You know, I've been to prison before, and a lot of times when you deal with certain police that cannot catch you in Oakland, they always threaten that I'm going to kill you. or they're going to put dope on you. So you do not know if he was threatened by the police, and that's why that he did what he did. He got tired of going to jail for nothing. So I just feel like, you know, when we kill police, oh, they make us look bad and bring up our history, right? Okay, when the police kill one of us, they get paid. They get the
They get a promotion. It takes them a month and a half for them to find the arrest of that guy murdering Oscar on the bar.
You know, now, then when this guy shoots a cop, they take instant justice. You know, I don't know if the story was true. I heard they shot him over 40 times. That was overkill. You know, so I don't know what else that we can do, but I'm here to volunteer my time and help any organization that needs my help as far as active being against these police.
Just let them know they can't do it. They will take his ass and you don't go to jail for it.
My name's Christoph. I'm here in solidarity with a campaign called No Justice, No BART. We've been working for 3 months now, going on four, trying to get justice for Oscar Grant. And there ain't been a lot of justice.
Wow.
And when you see it, it doesn't take a genius to know the system isn't going to give you justice. You're going to do your best to get justice on your own. And I'll notice, I want to make an observation. There's something really similar in the Oscar Grant case and the Lavelle Mixon case. The moment the story broke in both of these cases, the first question that was asked was, what did they do? It doesn't matter if you are laying on the ground and shot in the back or if you're doing the shooting. The first question they ask, what did he do? And I'll tell you something, it doesn't matter if you're white, black, it doesn't matter what color you are, but a person that sees you getting beat down, that sees you in a fight, that sees you getting shot, and the first question they ask, what did he do? That person is not your friend. That person is not your friend. And it's important. It's important. They do not. That's true. And it's important. It's important to notice. It's important to notice. It's important to notice who asked those questions. It's important to notice who is your friend and who is not your friend in this society. When the media comes and the first question they ask is, what did he do? They never ask that about the cops. They never ask, what did the cops do? They never ask, what did the cops do before this happened? They never ask that question. And it doesn't matter who they are. The cops don't ask that question. The mayor didn't ask that question. The president didn't ask that question. They ain't asking that question. They asking, what did he do? They are not a friend.
My name is George Dahl, Sr. And the things that be going over now, I've been on it. I've been in it for some of the same reason you're going over now. But the one thing before I quit, the one line who told me, you have to get them together. You have to get what you're going to face. You're not going to face it by yourself. So they don't face you by themselves. And I know the better way because I used to go out there, and I'm saying this from the heart. I used to teach them how to stay together. You know, and you stands up when you make yourself, commute yourself together. And I heard one thing about you cannot get by with the peoples that you was raised with, whether they white, black, or Caucasian, whatever they are. You got to know who you're choosing to be with. I was out there teaching them how to use their weapon, so they went and bought me a shotgun. But the thing is, after I use the village, what's going to happen to me? Everybody else going to explain and go back to where they was at. You know? You got to do things sensible and grateful. I used to go, you know, when you have to offend something, you first got to have the ears to hear. You see, so, other words, what I like to do for them now, of the time that I come up with them, I pray for them now. I know what you mean. Okay. They wanted me to speak because I've been so this, I'm running towards.
Chickens have come on to roost. Okay.
All right. Well, okay. That eye for an eye. Well, I want both of my eyes where I can see. And also my ears where I can hear.
And a hundred on.
All right.
Hello. Black people, are you here? I can't hear you. All right, uhuru.
My name is Wendy Snyder. I'm a really proud member of the African People Solidarity Committee and the Uhuru Solidarity Movement. And we were organized by the Uhuru Movement to take a stand from the white community and say that this system, this is what I learned from the Uhuru Movement, this system was founded on slavery and genocide. Basically, they stole black people from Africa, they stole land from the Indians right here, and that's how we got wealthy as white people. And this is a system, I just really want to say that first, that I express my deep and profound condolences to the family of Lavelle Mixon. And I just want to say that this terrorism of the system is what is responsible for the deaths of Jody Woodfox, Casper Banjo, Gary King Jr., and so many African people and Mexican people have died. And white people, we make money off of this. This is big time money. This is $500 million in the city's budget that's going to police services, that's feeding young black men into the prison system. So we can get jobs in foster care, we can get jobs in the prison system, in the schools, and that we want to say that that is no life for us as white people. If we want to be a part of humanity, if we want to be a human being, we have to unite with the black community for economic justice, for reparations to African people. And I just want to say reparations to the families of all the victims of the public policy of police containment of Oakland. And I really call on the white community, if you're out there listening on the news, you got to take a stand. And take a stand for justice. Don't support the policy of police containment that killed Lavelle Mixon. Uhuru.
Uhuru. I'm here to support Afrocentrics and all Africans that reside here in the hellfires of North America across 9,000 miles of original land itself. For years, we've been fighting as a people, as a collective, as a whole, individually, politically, economically, and socially. I'm saying to my brothers and sisters, at this time, there's other avenues to fight. I'm not saying not to fight, but acts of aggression has been known for us to be something that they have took initiative to use against us as a reverse psychology. So we need to start educating ourselves. Now, I'm not talking about going to these Eurocentric European schools to be educated by these Europeans. I'm saying that we have philosophers. We are built this place. We have never been taken seriously other than us taking the seriousness about ourselves. It takes a whole village to raise a child. This is an African proverb. The Lord says, vengeance is his, says the Lord. This is what the Lord said. And I'm telling all my brothers and sisters to resort into the Lord. Confide into the Lord. That is our ultimate weapon. There is nothing that the Lord can't handle. And at this point, this is where we need to be at. We do not
need to be residing on the government, any forms of the government. We need to reside on ourselves. As a people, this is our divine inheritance. We're under divine law, mind you. We're not under the Constitution. The Constitution does not apply to an African. I am a black man that resides here in the hellfires of North America. Let me quote it again. But I am not at no port a U.S. citizen. Thank you, sister, for clarifying that. So I'm saying, brothers and sisters, let us take the initiative upon ourselves to appreciate ourselves. And let us advance in the cell to the next degree. All praise is due to Allah. Ahuru.
I just want to bring a point across, and I want it to be understood across the board that all life is important. There is no superior life, and down to the lowest to the highest, life is important. And it gets twisted and conscrewed when one set of people think, because they have a badge, that their life is superior to the people in the streets of Oakland. Now, every life is important. Our young black men, Hispanic, whosoever who is being mistreated, abused by the police who are called to protect us, how are we supposed to embrace them when we feel that they're here to oppress us, put us in jail, and keep us there? How can you embrace an agency who does not give you respect, come at you abrasive, disrespectful, and don't even have the knowledge of who you are and what your struggles are? It's very hard to embrace someone who don't even have regard for you. Now, I'm not saying everybody's the same, all police officers are the same, but I've seen too much abuse. I've watched a young man get killed in my neighborhood by the police just last year. I don't know if you remember Tim, the aging young man, 19-year-old. Well, they shot him down like a dog. They came in my neighborhood like it was the OK Corral. My children were playing in the driveway. It was about 30, 40 officers with their gun drawn. After they shot him, he rolled out the truck. They left as he took his last breath. Then they high-fived each other and said, "We got the sucker."
People know that the Black Panther Party was struggling for black power too. And we are doing it today. This Sunday, we're going to have one of our leaders from Florida, a dynamite sister, Sister Ivana Fifoma. She's going to be here talking about what we call the African villain. It is about us collectively as a people solving our problems in the community. One of the things that we're going to be doing at the Uhuru House down the street is planting a community garden, because we got to grow our own food and feed ourselves, and we want people to do that, because the bottom line is, y'all know you go to Lucky's and Safeway, which ain't in our community. So I mean that on a serious tip. It's a small thing, it's a small step, but we got to start collectivizing how we're going to look after each other as a people, because we know what this system been doing to us for too long, and it'd be foolish of us to continue to go to them begging them for something that we can do for ourselves. She's going to be talking about this initiative so we can learn how to grow food and continually and collectively feed ourselves, and we can talk about other ways in which we can solve problems. We must organize. We must deal with the question of the police. We must deal with the question of the education system. We have a lot of work, because this system attacks us on many fronts, and we got to build committees and organizations to fight them on many fronts. It's not about no one thing. The police are one problem in the community. Education is one problem in the community. Housing is another problem. Healthcare is another problem. They come at us every different way. But one demand that we unite on, we demand reparations for every bit of everything that they stolen from us. They say cut back, we say pay back. They say cut back, we say pay back. They say cut back, we say pay back. Reparations now. Uhuru! Every Sunday, 4 o'clock, 7911 MacArthur Boulevard. We want people to come organize for black power to black people in the black community. That is the only solution. We know about the terror. We know who does it. But what we do about it is organize ourselves, put together a black agenda, and go up in their throats downtown and say, this is what we want. And if we don't get it, it'll be like what we saw in the 60s.
And anybody who's old enough to know what we did, you looked on the newspaper and every day you saw another city up in smoke. Now I mean that on a serious tip. If we ain't getting it, then damn it, you ain't getting it either. We are human beings. We are human beings and we need a black agenda, and that's what black power is all about. So we want people, if you can, we want people to get candles. We're going to march back, and we're going to march back like we came. We're going to march back. Oh, what we do? We're going to do it militantly, or we're going
to... Okay, Uhuru. So we have one more person to speak. She's going to speak for 1 minute, and then we're going to hear from the impeachment statement. We want y'all to know where we stand in this, okay? And then we're going to head back to the Uhuru House. All
right. Good evening. I have 1 minute. I'm going to respect that. The bottom line is, Africans must rise up. We must stop the foolishness, stop the hate, stop the game plan. It's the same old thing. It's like KRS-One said. Same shit, just different toilets. Get it together, y'all, because, hey, people repeat history. History don't repeat itself. People repeat history. Who do you think was in the bottom of those slave ships? The young black male. The young black male is the greatest threat of all, because they know within him is change, within him is hope, within him is manhood. Wake up, black folks, smell the collard greens, because they done.
Alright, so we're going to hear from Sister Madonna. She's a member of the International People's Democratic Uhuru Movement, and she's going to read our statement concerning this issue. Madonna, here she is. All right, so I'm going to read it. All right, so y'all listen to this. The Uhuru Movement thanks all of our friends and supporters who have voiced their concerns about the position taken by the Uhuru Movement on the March 21st killings of our four Oakland policemen. The Uhuru Movement thanks all of our friends and supporters who have voiced their concerns about the position taken by the Uhuru Movement on the March 21st killings of four Oakland policemen and 26-year-old Lavelle Mixon. We unite with your interest in dialogue and resolution to the situation and in building unity among the various communities in Oakland through genuine social justice. Any person,
but the loss of life at the hands of the police in the African community of Oakland has been going on for half a century. The tensions in Oakland are caused by the police, not by an impoverished community struggling to survive. Even the mainstream media sources, such as the New York Times and the National Public Radio, have had a mention in most reports that many in the African community do not support police positions in this case and understand that Mixon's actions were the result of years of oppression of a whole community, which has come to a boiling point. Lavelle Mixon's life, like that of thousands of young African men in the impoverished neighborhoods of Oakland, was over long before he was killed by police. He faced a hopeless dead end of joblessness, poverty, and criminalization by a society that would rather lock up young African men than make college and jobs available to them. The police are not social workers. They are a military force. I repeat, the police are not social workers. They are a military force with the assignment to carry out a violent containment policy against the whole community. The purpose of the police is to maintain power for the status quo and to uphold the relations of poverty and wealth in the city. If we want to move forward and build bridges as a city, there is only one road to do this. We have to truly understand the cause of a community under siege and demand an immediate end to this completely failed public policy of police containment. This war without terms waged against the African community in Oakland. We have to demand a policy of genuine economic development for the African community. Development that truly benefits and uplifts the deeply impoverished African working class of this city. And it's not just another cover for gentrification and dispersal of the oppressed. We appreciate your continued support of the Uhuru Movement and urge you to take an active stand in transforming Oakland into a model city of shared prosperity and true social justice. Uhuru. All right. So Bakri, we'll let you come up and you'll guide us on how we're walking back. Uhuru.
We also have donations for the family.
Uhuru. 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 All right, Uhuru means freedom.
So, and the funeral, for anybody that's interested in going, the funeral they have is, so everybody signed the sign-in sheet, correct? So we have your email address, yes, no, your phone number, is that true, yes, no? Because they haven't released the body yet, okay? So, but they already have funeral plans. At the funeral, the Fuller, right, nursing home, the Fuller Funeral Home. And it's going to be the 31st of March at 11 o'clock. That's what they have right now, but we can update you if we have your information on the sign-in sheet. Okay? So anybody who wants to go, that's what it is so far, but we'll keep you updated.
Y'all know what? They don't want us to know how many holes is in his body. But that's all right, because they got some too. So the thing that we want to do now, we want to come back, go back the same way we came. We're going to march militantly back down. We're going to cross the street from right here, and we're going to go along the sidewalk all the way back to the Uhuru House. One suggestion that people wanted to know is that it was a suggestion that we take our candles and set our candles down at the site in front of the building where the brother LaBelle's life was taken. So we will do that. We will go across the street, do some chanting, walk around the corner, set our candles down to acknowledge that brother, and then we're going to continue back down the street militantly back to the Uhuru House where we were. Is that cool?
Yeah.
All right. And we know we're out here to stop police terror, right? Because we said, OPD, you can't hide. We charge you with genocide. OPD, you can't hide. We charge you with genocide. OPD, you can't hide. We charge you with genocide.